It was December of 1861. Julia Ward Howell, her husband, and some friends were visiting Washington, D.C. The city was an armed camp. Pickets patrolled the railroad, and hundreds of camps circled in the darkness, marked by the glowing watchfire. Deeply stirred by the sounds and sights of war, Mrs. Howell wrote the now immortal battle hymn of the Republic. And there's a verse that we rarely sing, not found in any hymnal I could find, but a very powerful verse I wanted to bring you this morning. I've read a fiery gospel writ in burning rows of steel. As you deal with my condemners, so by grace with you shall deal. Let the hero born of woman crush the serpent's head with his heel, since God is marching on. Catch that last phrase, those last few words. Let the hero born of woman, the Redeemer, the Messiah, crush the serpent with his heel, since God is marching on. You see, long before God ever spoke into being, the world in which you and I live, God decided He would create a being, male and female. And He wanted to give them the freedom to choose. And so He did. And His truth went marching on. So God spoke, and everything that is came into being. The mountains and the seas and the rivers and the beaches, the trees and the plants, and the birds and the animals, one by one, God created with His spoken word. And His truth went marching on. In time, man used his freedom of will, and he chose to disobey God. He ate of the fruit, the forbidden fruit. And God, as He promised, kicked man out of the garden. All the while predicting that one day the seed of man would crush the serpent with his heel. And God's truth went marching on. It wasn't too long until God looked over the world and saw it was a wicked place. And He regretted that He had made the world. So He decided to destroy it with a great flood. But He found a righteous man, a man named Noah. And with God's promise, He had Noah build an ark, that God would protect him and care for him and his family. And God's truth went marching on. Before too long, man, in his pride and ego, decided to build a great monument to mankind there at the Tower of Babel. Man sought to show how great he was. So God confused their languages, and God's truth went marching on. God called a man named Abram. Said, Abram, I want you to leave your family, your country. I want you to go to a place I will show you. A land flowing with milk and honey. So Abram left his country, didn't know where he was going. Then one day God spoke to Abraham and he says, Abraham, look around you. Everything you see, everything you set your foot on, I will give to your descendants. And God's truth went marching on. It wasn't long till a great famine came. But see, God had already sent Abraham's great-grandson, Joseph, down to Egypt. And after spending 10, 11 years in prison for a crime that Joseph did not commit, God did as He had promised through the vision when Joseph was just a child. And He elevated him to the second in the land. And his father and his brothers all bowed to him as God promised. And God's truth went marching on. After a couple hundred years, the Egyptians forgot who Joseph was. So they enslaved the Jews, made them make bricks, build pyramids. God, after sending Moses to warn Pharaoh, then sent 10 plagues. And God's truth went marching on. The Israelites fled. And they ended up, they thought, trapped between a mountain range on one side, a mountain range on the other, the Red Sea in front of them. Behind them came the mighty Egyptian army coming to destroy them and put them back into slavery. But God told Moses, stretch out your hand. God divided the Red Sea, and His people walked across on dry land, and God destroyed the Egyptians who tried to follow, and His truth went marching on. After wandering for 40 years in the wilderness, the children of Israel received the promised land. God gave them victory after victory. But as soon as Joshua was no longer alive, the people did exactly what God told them not to do. God had warned them not to intermarry with people of other religions, but they soon did. And God allowed them to fall into captivity from one nation to another. And every time God's people would humble themselves and pray, God would deliver. And time again, His truth went marching on. Israel then demanded a king. They wanted to be like all the other nations around them. So God gave them Saul, and when he backslid, God found a man. Man that Scripture says was a man after God's own heart. And through David, you and I have the marvelous book of Psalms. God's Word that speaks to us in all those struggles and all the difficulties of life. And through David, God's truth went marching on. In the fullness of time, Scripture says, there were, when the time was exactly right, God personally intervened into history. The book of John says the Word became flesh. He became one of us. and He dwelt among us. He walked this earth. He knows what it's like to be hungry. He knows what it's like to lose a loved one. He knows what it's like to be abused and hurt. He came to be a light. A light to shine in the darkness, Scripture says. He lived a perfect life. And God's truth went marching on. But in time, man, in following his pattern, rejected the truth. He came to his own, and his own knew him not. And as he prophesied, he was nailed to a cross. And God's truth went marching on. The world mocked him. The world beat him. The world doubted his words. He did not argue. He did not fight back. He simply put his arms out and showed the world how much he loved us. And his truth went marching on. Satan tried to keep him in the grave. Even got the Roman government to put its seal on the tomb. Got permission to place soldiers to guard the tomb. But see, it's impossible to keep the truth from marching on. And on the third day, as Scripture repeatedly prophesied, Jesus triumphantly rose from the grave, and his truth goes marching on. Throughout history, persecution, martyrdom, ridicule, Christians across the world, even today, are suffering and dying because of the truth. But my friends, you weary pilgrims, you that are tired of the fight for righteousness, don't fall out of step. March on. Stand as long as you can stand. You see, I've read the last chapter, and we're on the winning side. And God's truth is marching on. I don't care what the Supreme Court says. I don't care what the laws of the country say, but I do care what the Word of God says. We're on the winning side. So march on. March on. And when you feel faint, and you feel like you cannot go another step, let the memory of our Lord Jesus Christ and the saints that have gone before us inspire you to keep on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth goes marching on. Pat, if you would find it, go back and get the hymn. Shirley, if you want to come to the piano, we're going to sing it again. We're going to sing the Battle Hymn of the Republic to close the service this morning. This may take her a moment to find it, but that's okay. Let's stand together as we sing this hymn.